Who, baby? Shouldn't he just come back right now? Oh, thank you, Bob. Well, we've been through a lot, right? There was a verse I want to share with you. It's in Malachi, all right? But you know where that is, right before Matthew, right? And this was a picture I had of us leaving this advance. Yes, it's the Old Testament, but it's a beautiful picture, okay? The Old Testament's awesome. Malachi chapter 4. Knowing what we know and having what we have, why won't we just walk freely, like Bob just shared, with the spirit that we have within? And let's expect that glory of God to shine in our hearts and in our faces. When we walk into a room, the room is changed because we're there. You represent God and Christ. We take the place of the absent Christ on this earth. How amazing that is. Chapter 4, look at verse 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. That doesn't sound so exciting, being a cow. But some of the other translations are much more exciting. One of them says, you shall frolic like well-fed calves. Now, having God's word and having the glory of God in us, we should go forth frolicking, frolicking. I know we're still in this atmosphere, and it is dark and doomy and gloomy and all those other terms that everybody used. But we have that light within. Go to Ephesians chapter 6. Those of you that have taken it, remember at the end of the Power for Abundant Living class, Dr. Earl says, you wonder what to say to your people at this time. And he read these verses. Chapter 6 of Ephesians. Look at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Okay, here is something that we should do. We know what we have. This is something we should do. Put on the whole armor of God. And that word armor is that word panoply. It's every single piece of the armor that's necessary. All right? It's not just put on a belt, you know, or put on your shin guards or something. It's everything that we need. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Yes, there is a devil, but we have every single thing that we need to conquer. First, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is the fifth place in Ephesians where in heavenly places is used. And this is talking about the adversary's spiritual kingdom, right? Spiritual darkness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to do what?
Stand.
And then he says it again, stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. There's going to be some, right? But we're prepared. We've got every single thing that we need. And verse 17, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And then verse 18 is necessary for us in this life. And the more I live, the more I recognize how much this tool that we have in our tool belt is important. Praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. If we want God's word to move, and we do, don't we?
Yes.
If we want God's word to move, it's going to take some prayer. And then God can direct us where to go and what to do. God can put those connections together, that there's another fish in the fishbowl that needs our help. And God can tell us, and God worked the situation so we're there at that exact right time to speak that word to that person. That's working with God, doing what he wants. Ephesians chapter 3. Sure has been wonderful being together, and can't wait till we're all together in eternity. Now we all speak the same language, so our songbook will be in tongues? I don't know what our songbook will be. Chapter 3, verse 14, you know, we can join the Happy Angel Band. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his what?
Glory.
Glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. I mean, you know, if we just believed a little bit of any one of these verses, what lives we would have. If we just would get out of ourselves and pick up God's thoughts of what is actually true, what is the actual reality, what lives we would have. Verse 20, now unto him that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. And let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. You know, I just want to thank Jeff and all of the crew and everyone that's helped here to put this on. What a tremendous labor of love and a lot of thinking and planning and praying and talking with each other and God listening, hearkening to us as we did. So thank you all for all of your help for all of us doing this, to be able to do this. And the other thing that just really amazes me, if you had the chance to go to Children's Fellowship, they are way beyond whatever we figured out up here. I'll tell you that. Those kids got taken care of in every way, and I'm sure thankful for that. Our kids are the key to the continued move of God's word and all their friends, right? You guys, get your friends in the word. I know you do. I know you do. Well, let's go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace you are saved, don't forget that, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And then part of what Bob shared with us, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. What God has done for us, I think of that little phrase, what hath God wrought? You know, what hath God wrought? Isn't that when they were looking at Israel and they saw the people coming through the desert? Isn't that where that expression was used? And they said, what hath God wrought? Well, when people look at us, it ought to be that same awe. What hath God wrought? What did he do? Well, we're it. We're the glory in this administration. So really thankful for being together. We have a few announcements to give you before we depart, but sure love you. And if you have a need, well, we're God's family. We can help each other, right?